Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth Drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Yo, as always, I want to hear from you. So break me off a call, 646-929-2037. Once again, the call number is 646-929-2037. And if you're a little too afraid to call, hey, you can email me your questions, comments, or concerns, dick@smoothdrama.com, and I got you. I promise, I got you. And if that's a little too much, you can always text me. Text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. That way you can keep up with what we got happening here at Smooth Drama. Once again, that's text the word Smooth Drama from your mobile device, not mine. Your mobile device, Smooth Drama, to the number 41411. And I do social media, so if you can't get with me during the show, you listen to the show during the archives, what have you, feel free, hit me up on Facebook, I'm Dick Hugger, on Twitter, Dick Hugger, Smooth Drama. Tagged Dick Hugger. I'm the only Dick Hugger on the face of the planet. But I'm the different Dick Hugger. Not the Dick Hugger. I'm the Dick Hugger. F the N-word Dick Hugger. Because, of course, that's what my name means. I hate the N-word. I'm going to go to my grave hating the N-word. And I'm going to represent that on the air, nationally, internationally, in my room, my studio, in the bathroom, wherever. I represent F the N word. Don't you forget it. Anyway, and I have my esteemed colleague on the line with me. What's going on with you, Black Steel?
Oh, I'm chilling, Dick Hugger. What's up with you, man?
I'm good. I'm feeling a little venomous today, though. So I might spit a little venom today.
Okay. Hey, so that's what we're here for, right?
Tell everybody to get their anti-venom out, because it might get a ugly. Well, not anti-venom, but you like Taco Bell?
Oh, Taco Hell?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Taco Bell, I don't know if you heard, but there's an attorney who is suing Taco Bell because Taco Bell is not really using beef. Supposedly, the taco meat has only, 38% meat? Well,
yeah.
I'm misquoting myself. 36% meat. Don't want to get it wrong. And so that means it's 64% whatever the hell.
Yeah, soy, you know, a combination of pork, chicken, beef, whatever you can think of.
Well, that would be meat. See, and I don't even think it's soy, because soy costs money.
Yeah, true that.
So, I don't know what the hell it is. So, all you people, hopefully you ain't crunching on those meaty beef tacos that they love to give out there at Taco Bell. You know the commercial, $1.49. You can get these big, beefy, succulent, whatever the hell that shit is.
So when you get a beef and bean burrito, basically you're just eating beans and.
Yeah, beans and, like I said, you don't know what that is because it's 36% beef. Now, what I found funny was, you know, the actual standard is they have to have at least 40% meat. I did not know that.
Uh-oh.
So, basically, I mean, even if Taco Bell is up to standards, the standard is 40% meat. The other 60% is whatever. So, to all my homies out there, eating that beef, power to the people. That's all I can say. Power to the people.
And then if they lose the lawsuit, then who gets what in the lawsuit?
you get 4% more meat.
What Taco Bell gonna give everybody a free taco?
I don't want none. That just make me go to the Mexican homie for real now.
Yeah, man, you want to roll down there and hit the barrel.
Yeah, if you wasn't going to the Mexican homie before, you should be going to the Mexican homies for real now. I mean, they 40% is the standard?
Yeah.
40%. Think of that, dog. They're being sued because they're 4% below what they should be.
Yeah, cause when you go see Roberto gonna give you a ground beef taco, and
exactly.
It's gonna be ground beef. It's gonna be ground beef falling off the taco, not just
exactly.
A little bit stuff here and there.
That's what I'm talking about. We're talking about full on taco.
Yes.
Full on, not halfway full. You know, I wonder if people even care that more than half of what you eat is not real. And if you think that if that's the case, you think of everything else that we eat across the board as so-called process.
Yeah.
It only has to be 40%.
Yeah, and that's, you know, out there in fast food land, there's a lot of processed food.
Yeah, that just makes me never want to go eat fast food ever. I mean, just hearing about that, that's awful.
Yeah, no doubt. And then, you know, there's
awful.
Another, you know, besides Taco Bell, there's another eating establishment that's real low on my list of places to go.
and what would that be, pray
The Golden Arches, Ronald McDonald's favorite place to hang out.
Yeah, I don't even go there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I hate driving by Ronald's spot.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah. That place, you know, it's very low on my list. I'm with you. Like, you know, I don't, you know, when I drive by, you know, my kids might say, hey, you want to go over there? I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm going to go home and get me a turkey sandwich.
Exactly. Now, speaking of which, there's a woman, Laura Hall, and the funny thing about Laura Hall is she's British, right? Not that anybody care about the British or anything like that. Laura Hall was banned from she can't buy alcohol in all of Britain and Wales. It's
okay.
A nationwide drinking ban order. She had 27 convictions for alcohol-related offenses.
Damn.
Right. I mean, you have to be doing something extra special to get banned in the whole country and in one neighboring. you don't normally hear about stuff like that. But she is 21 years old.
And damn.
She had, yeah, 21. And, of course, she's back in rehab after getting arrested again on drink charges. And she says, well, it only made my drinking problems worse because I drank at home and then I went out and caused problems.
Damn, and you're only 21, the legal drinking age. Where she's at, I don't know what would be the legal drinking age. It may be 18 and maybe, you know, a little bit older. But at 21, when you're having alcohol-related issues, yeah, you need help.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. And to say that they banned you in the whole, I mean, they have a nationwide ban. Can you imagine that? You're not all 50 states and the possessions, you know, District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, your ass cannot buy alcohol. If they catch you, you're going to jail. You cannot pass go. You can't collect 200, nothing.
And it's like, well, they probably got your picture on, you know how you go some places and they have the picture of the president or something like that. They got your picture on the wall.
Yeah, you're on the FBI list.
Yeah, no doubt. High up on the list.
Yeah, that's hilarious to me. That is hilarious to me. The fact that, I mean, they have to, I mean, they, obviously it's a problem there because they enacted something where they can ban people in the whole nation.
Yeah.
So I guess if you want to get drunk and you don't want to get your head cut off in TJ, go to England. They do it big over there. I guess. Anyway, moving on. I was reading something and it made me question my math skills for a minute because I thought I was tripping. Where it said unemployment rises in 20 states but falls in 15. I'm like, if I'm not mistaken, if it rose in 20 states but fell in 15, that means it rose in 5 states, and we don't have to save the 20 and the 15.
Yeah, exactly.
And that kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, they have to use the bigger numbers to kind of to make it, you know, and then it's all probably rolled into a percentage.
Oh, well, you do know that as far as unemployment goes, they only count the people who are actually on unemployment.
Yeah,
once
exactly.
Your ass is off, you don't get counted.
Yeah, exactly. When your unemployment expires and you don't have no more residual income coming in or anything, then, yeah, you're not part of that number.
Yeah, I find that amazing. I find that amazing.
You know, so then if they, you know, they're instead of using numbers like, oh, this is the percentage of unemployment, why don't you do the percentage of people that just don't have any income, don't have a job, are not on unemployment, and I guarantee that number will be a lot higher than the you know, that the numbers that they throw out there.
Oh, well, you ain't got to tell me because we already know what that is. I mean, you know, if they actually counted the people who are unemployed and aren't on unemployment also, you know, it would be a god-awful, ridiculous number, and folks would probably really be on some not that fake Tea Party stuff, but the old-school Tea Party stuff where we don't have no money and we tired of it.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny that you would put that out there like, oh well, it rose in 20 states but it fell in 15. Nah, that's five more, and those 15 states is probably where their benefits ran out.
Yeah. Yeah, or they were, or those were the, those five states were the most productive states. You know, they were, you know, were the jobs picked up just a little bit, and those are the five states that they chose, you know, to use.
Yeah, but you know, Walmart greeters is not like a real job. So, I mean, I know we picking up the economy with Walmart, but I don't think people,
yeah.
I know that's everybody's dream job, but
When did this survey come out? When did all these numbers come out? I hope, don't say it came out in December. Please don't say it came out in December.
Well, of course it came out. I mean, we're not talking about something because January's not over with. These
yeah.
are December's yeah. numbers.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So the seasonal help?
Yeah.
You know how everybody,
yeah.
all the companies hire, you know, they pick up for the season. And then
right.
all of a sudden it's like, you know, come January, you know, the first week of January, everybody got to go.
Exactly. I mean, it's one of those things, as we know from our experience in working retail together, Christmas seasonal help. They are
yeah.
there for a month. And then your ass is back out on the street.
And back to collecting unemployment.
Yeah. Just like that. All right. On that note, we gonna take a little break here. I was gonna be happy go lucky and play my homies, but I'm feeling nothing. Nunca. So I'm just gonna go hardcore. It's the Chino XL. Nunca.
Chino, my love, although many will come before you, trying to be just like you, there will never be another you. You've traveled so far to get here. Don't allow the world to make you forget why our ancestors are with you and will leave you.
Never will your mental conquer me. Never love my enemy. Never take my history. You can never block my destiny. Never did love follow me. And I'll never return to poverty. I'm fooled by Satan's jealousy. Till I have it inherit me.
I won't lie. Some nights I feel like I've been mistaken by God. Victimized, plagiarized like Spielberg that I'm a star. Unzip like Isaac Mizra. He who laughs, laughs, laughs best. But never again is the mantra that I cry. Merciless, blissless, bliss. High risk, piss, clench fist. A masochistic, sadistic from every personist. Behold my serpent head like Perseus. Ill impossibly, larceny, broken velocity. To lightning speed, viscosity. My philosophy, speak animosity. Keep shit in the bag like a colostomy. I'm pro, you junior varsity. If 12 angry viewers on MTV diss my shit, I hunt down, kill them all individually. I'm making lines considerably. Sorcery with no plea bargain, a dog in a glossary. Fuck the insane clown posse of rap, they make it a mockery. You retire like Seinfeld, waiting on titles that I've held. Rock and roll like Dennis Leary, blasting assassins sent to kill me, feel me. You take notes like court stenography. You better watch me. I take beef personally to your villa steps like Versace. More cold 45s than Billy D. Collecting disability. I shoot out with Bill and Hillary. Still won't run out of artillery. Why you trying to make all that like Iverson or Jordan? I'm extortion. Trying to make all that like Forbes to make a fortune. Stick that ass in the phone booth. Drinking 151 proof. Laughing at that bitch with a gold tooth. Flicking my ashes. Bitches out of the sunroof, uncouth industry, snotty and shady. Can't no Bible save me. From someone you walk my tour bus like Bobby did Whitney and Baby. Get with me, maybe, but then be hunted. You ain't no killer or gangster, smiling and dancing in the view by Team Summit. My multi-topical written flows containing subjects that vary. Still a relative like West Virginians before they marry. I'm blamo and stereo, a mono, I'm deluxe, why you righty kind of out of there. Broke like the first host of the Vibe Show. Your wives know I fuck like Marky Mark on Boogie Nights with Guinness style. My famous bitches give me head with pop rocks in their mouth. Me disappear, never again. Go to war with Vatican men. It'll take the whole cast of VR to have your ass walking again. You an overrated player that white bands love like DiMaggio. You off air like Wendy Williams. Out of the air like Don Denver. Till forever, ever remember, I'm falling off. Never. World on shoulders like Aretha Franklin's ankles. You liars, I'm tired of all you fake drug dealer tales. The only time y'all see grams is when y'all drink them ginger ale. I hold a hammer to your headpiece, flush you like genital. I battle and bring evil that'll make your priest abandon you. Through translucent fusion zones, bones. My vocal tones are dark catacombs that'll scatter domes with the pheromones of old bones in Germany eternally. My victim hemorrhages eternally until the sentence became flesh. Company madness and death, if you ask that. I take your breath for different aspects. Into the lung, get spreaded by person to person contact. But beyond that, any rapper's death, I'm behind that. I'll get that ass touched in any jail you do time at. In every verse, ditto. My defeat, you better have more blindfolded faith than the kidnapped version of Biggie's widow. Kiddo, you ain't worth hospital. Still, I'm hospitable enough to put you inside of a hospital after I smoke critical amounts of dust. Thus, my mind floats on Jedi pedestals and roasting demos. Semi-seminoles who try to test testicles of this Taino's quotables. I make the proudest of all Dominicans with flags from Puerto Rico. And kill any Blanco bingo, referring to Chino as Chico. By summoning the smoldering, murdering minister that's mastering mayhem, slating day out of day. And I've spoken like a dating rim that been keeping them staggering. Through lyrical pattern, traveling through my abdomen, unraveling at the speed of a javelin. Still repping Vatican and invade like Mexican. Notified Mexican, cats I'm invested in. Don't worship Christ, they worship the thieves crucified next to him. Poison men cringes from poison pen syringes. These niggas couldn't be stars if they got thrown by Chinese ninjas. Chino, you bring phantasm, plus UG like the dwellers, and been touched by an angel like Della. Me fear y'all niggas? Never.
Together you got drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, and my main man and co-host with the most, Black Steel. That was Chino XL, Nunca, off his album, I Told You So. Now, you know when you talking about spitting, that's spitting.
Chino XL.
That's what I'm talking about when I say you grab the mic. And you just verbally melt down. I just love Chino XL. That's my every mixtape, album, whatever, I know he's gonna do one thing, melt the mic.
And that's actually spitting and saying something. Not getting the mic and just, you know, rhyming in circles. You know, that's
bam,
grabbing
bam,
the mic.
I look at Ram Ram, I go with Cram Cram, because I'm a lamb.
Exactly. Hey, that's grabbing the mic, holding it in your hand, and as you spit fire out your mouth, the microphone is melting.
Yeah.
Because you're saying something.
And if anybody thought that, I can rap too, if you hear him, would you want to grab the mic after that? Probably not.
There ain't going to be no mic left.
Yeah. I'm just saying, cause you know, there's a lot of dudes that, like, you know, because when I be rapping, you didn't hurt them, you didn't play ball, or you just listen up. Yeah, you know, when I grab the mic, I be messing people's heads up when I be rapping. because you know I be saying the shit. Everybody yeah. knows. But I'm like, okay, so you get a real dude like this who can spit for like, because I done seen him in concert spit for like 5-6 minutes straight. No break, no chorus, just spitting them words.
Yeah. And holding it down hard.
Yeah, and then, you know, it's like, okay, what you going to come with? I got bubble gum, and I make the girls come. That, you know, that ain't enough.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Yeah, we doing our fawning over. And talk about Baby Doc. I'm not going to say his last name. You know the dude from Haiti. Long time ago, dictator. Daddy was Francois, Papa Doc. Died in 1971. He declared himself president for life in Haiti. Was about as bad as it got. Created a private militia known as the Tontons Makutas, and they pretty much ran Haiti into the ground. Not that Haiti had anything going for it, but they ran it into the ground. And I mean, he even had it where 100,000 people fled the country during his presidency. And after 15 years of being probably one of the worst dictators ever to set face on the planet Earth, protests, they say popular protests, meaning there is a mass of people in the country who wanted to kill his ass, made him flee to France, 1986. So, 2011, there's a little controversy with the vote. Who's going to be in charge in Haiti, and who shows up? Oh, Papa Doc. Like, yeah. Well, Baby Doc. Baby Doc, because Papa Doc is dead, thankfully. Baby Doc shows up. Like, hey, I'm back to Haiti. Maybe I can bring some order. And for those people who don't know the history, I mean, Haiti's had some of the worst rulers. Well, I won't say rulers. I'll say dictators propped up by capitalistic exploiters known to man. I won't say no country's name, but the people who propped him up and the people... Before and after him, I mean, he was in a long line of terrible dictators. And he has the nerve to come back. I mean, the people in Haiti are very compassionate. Because I'm saying they should have blew up. I mean, you know, I guess he's lucky. He knows what country he's going back to. Because, you know, if it had been like one of the Muslim countries, they probably would have blew up the plane as soon as it landed on the landing strip.
Yeah, they would. They wouldn't even wait for him to get, you know, step foot on the ground.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, it's about to land. Shoot it.
Yeah, get him while he's up in the air.
Yeah, so, I mean, of course, I want to give a shout out to the dictators, and of course, in true comedic form, I'm not going to say his whole name because, as you know, in the comedic tradition, if you don't want people's lives and legacies to live on, you just don't say their name. So, oh, Baby Doc, I'm not saying his name because he doesn't deserve his name to be said. He's a terrible man. And, you know, I hope he steps on the crack and breaks his own back.
Yeah, definitely.
Or something like that. I don't know. I'm just saying. bad people, and the fact that he gonna come back after he killed all them people and just terrorized the country and stole all the money while he was there.
And you know, and see, that's a bad situation because, you know, Haiti is already down. You know, there's nowhere to go, and you know, they're looking for somebody that you know has some sort of, you know, that can provide them with protection, you know, rebuilding and stuff like that. And they just remember what he did before, you know, just, you know, showing some sort of control of the country. You know, they're not thinking long term, like, okay, once he gets back up, you know, power back up, you know, we're going to be right back where we were before.
Well, I mean, I guess they'll be looking at it. We can't get any worse than this. We have no place to stay, and we have no clean water. We have no food, no medical supplies. You can't do nothing but come up.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, how much lower can they go? You don't even have clean water. It's deplorable. And the fact that, and this is where I say the whole terrorist thing, how, you know, we talk about how we fighting the terrorists and we're fighting the good fight, whatnot. If there were real terrorists out there and they was really about power to the people, whatnot, why wouldn't the terrorists be killing people like him? You know, if we talking about you serving the people and you're about liberation and down with the oppressor, Why don't they ever take out people like him? Just a thought. I mean, you know, like I know, the reason why we in the airports taking off all our clothes is because terrorists want to blow up people like you and me. Like, that causes the government some grief. People in charge don't give a damn about us being blowed up. They're like, shit. As left people, we have to share money with.
Yeah, and it's sad to say that, man. It you know, it's tough, but that's how they look at it.
Right, you know, because I would love to just have a conversation with some of these terrorists. You know, these dudes, like, really, homie? You really thinking that you're making a difference? You're not doing nothing. The people you're blowing up or threatening to blow up, they don't care about anyway.
Exactly. And it's a bystander.
You hijack us, you just practicing.
Hey, that's all you doing is practicing.
Right. I mean, you ain't even going to get no good practice in because they going to look, oh, that's such and such. I mean, it's not like they don't know who's exactly on the plane and what we are and all this other stuff. So they're like, oh, it's a certain amount. Oh, shit, just blow that plane up.
Yeah, there ain't nobody on there.
Yeah, there's a black box issue, and we don't know exactly what it is. You know how they always say when these planes have some malfunctions and whatnot. Well, we're going to check out the black box, and we're going to see what happens. And I remember, yeah, somebody way smarter than me was saying, well, if the black box survives, why don't you make the plane out of what you made the black box out of?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because obviously you can have a severe explosion and the black box can survive. Why not make everything out of the material that you make the black box out of? Makes sense, don't it? Anyway,
yes, it does.
We gonna get back to despicable people as this San Francisco woman here, and she qualifies as terrible. Jacqueline, I'm gonna say her name because I'll say the name of people who are stupid, not people who are degenerate murderers. Jacqueline Antoinette Turner, who was trying to pass herself off as a resident of a neighborhood that had a September 9th gas pipeline explosion and fire. So what happened? She's from San Francisco. She heard about this fire in the San Bruno, San Mateo area, and she rolls down there to get some of the assistance, filled out a form, gave a fake address that was supposed to be in the disaster zone, and then when the relief workers asked her what she needed, and she was like, I need everything that you have to offer. Trying to get over.
Damn. Trying.
Right. And you know, and what's sad is, you know, I understand people needing help, whatnot, but to play off like you're in the area where you're from, the area where the people actually were affected and all that shit was blown up, and you trying to, I don't get that.
Yeah, that's just weird, man.
Yeah. You kind of low. You kind of low.
Very.
So, Jacqueline, you suck. I hope that jail time that you get is very, I mean, I guess she's going to get some help. She get three hots in a cot. And probably all the forced and coerced oral sex that she ever wanted to have.
Yeah. Yeah, like Public Enemy said, can't trust them.
Speaking of can't trust them, now I know you know about the 9-year-old that got shot. You know, it was a whole nationwide epidemic. Everybody was, well, not epidemic, but it was a nationwide story. Everybody was talking about the 9-year-old who got shot during that crazy ass dude's assassination attempt.
Oh yeah, in Arizona. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you probably never heard of the other 9-year-old, Brisenia Flores, lived near the border with her parents and sister outside of the town of Aravaca, Arizona. It's a woman, Sean Ford, who led a group, what they call, and this is funny, an offshoot unit of Minutemen. You know, those Minutemen, the people who run the Border Patrol.
Border. They run out in the field with
Yeah. Well, I guess they had decided to go and be operational. So they had come up with a scheme to raid drug smugglers and take their money and drugs and use it to finance a border race war. And as they call it, start a revolution against the government. They targeted the Flores home, who had no money or drugs, and they went there under the guise that we were law enforcement officers seeking fugitives, and then they went and they shot everybody in there point blank in the head.
Crazy.
Yeah, and the only person that lived was their sister, who was at a sleepover at their friend's house. Now, it's funny how this story, which was supposed to go to trial the week of the assassination, is not getting no love. Didn't really hear about it when it happened last year in May. And it ain't getting no love now. I mean, in light of what this crazy dude has done, shooting it, it just seems like that's the way to go in Arizona. We want to shoot folks that we don't agree with.
Well, that'll shut them up.
it shut them up. But the fact that, you know, someone was murdered just because you want to have fun with it, you know, and talking about, especially when we talk about Arizona and the climate of hate. Now, when this happened a couple of weeks ago, you know, I went back to 1960 something, and I was talking about when Malcolm X said that this is the chickens coming home to roost. You know,
yeah.
When you had that culture of violence, and eventually the chickens come home and are violent against the chickens in their own chicken hen. This is what's happening. You know, and the fact that nobody's talking about this trial that's coming up, I mean, because I guess Brasenia Flores is not the 9-year-old you want to put on TV. I mean, she didn't have dreams. She didn't want to be somebody.
And she had big dreams.
Right. I mean, all kids have dreams. So to say that this 9-year-old is worth less than this other 9-year-old, I find it interesting.
Uh-huh.
I find it very, very interesting. Nobody wants to talk about it, but it's just sitting there, just marinating like some rotten meat. Anyway, we're going to get off that. We're going to go into another little commercial break here. This time, we're going to play my boys HISD come out and play off the new album, The Weeknd.
Education and opportunity are here for the asking. Education and opportunity are here for the asking. And Houston rewards those who work. Houston is holding on to the traditions while welcoming the new. We're looking forward to tomorrow. And we're ready to fly. 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 Fly.
Drive block to block, it's loud enough. The people on the street nod to the rock. Keep the windows down, surround like an intercom. Spit with a megaphone, glide over CD-ROM. Standing on top of Savvy Yukon, wheels roll the ground. They come out of households like, what's that sound? 18s in the back, groundbreaking the track that kick like hacky sack. The crews with jewels through the hood of neighbors. On the roof, rapping for your vote like the mayor. Bill White on the mic, I kill right player. Murder some slow friends and light bright player. Losing my balance, we hit the corner fast, pinky. ISD, my dogs like Winky Dinky. Shuffle they feet, the Hollywood hustle. Chase down the street, trying to catch a peak of the heat. Come out and play, come out and play. Ride all day.
Come out and play. All my people say, turn the volume up, cause it's loud enough. What? Turn the volume up, it ain't loud enough. So come out and play. Ride all day, ride all day.
For a long time, got a lot inside my mind. Peace of mind is hard to find, but peace of mind stay on the grind. Speak of grind, speak of street, speak of blasting week to week. The trees beat plows walk, wind blowing big hawk, big pokey, big mo. Driving fast, moving slow. Slow it down, volume down, hello hood, look around.
See them playing, see them serving, see them swerving, see them urban, see them bourbon. I am deep, music, magic as an urban. Worthy to assist, man's half, hit the brick fast. L was a strap, damn, I'm gonna hit the brick dash. Flash, flashing pictures of the hood till it's nothing left. Peace, bitch, nigga, phone rhymes till they out of breath. Out of plot, out of plans, out of land, I be goddamn. Hood is looking native to these south-sided Africans. Take it back to Rebel Tracks, come on, play this song for that. I used to get here to say the weekends with your back.
Come
back
out and play, play, play. All my people say, turn the volume up, cause it's loud enough. Turn the volume up, it ain't loud enough. So come out and play, ride all day, ride all day.
Damn, Scotty, why you spit it so atrocious? We in that FOPO, F around and get us posted. Popo's laying low in the cut to revoke this. Grand spit audio, they looking for the dopest. It's my third strike, I'm going down and they know this. Logo on the ride, peace of mind, where a soldier? And they popped up quick, handcuffs to the wrist, masked up on my fist. Now the people looking on from the streets getting pissed. Like, what the cuff is this? One grabbed the megaphone, then he raised up his fist. It's looking like a public enemy rally in Brooklyn. Thinking to myself, what the hell got in the Houston. Doors coming open, windows getting broken. People rising up in the south and they spoken. The district, we want justice. The district, load up the buses.
The district, we want justice. The district, come out and play.
Good afternoon, America. This is Bobby McSnuggle, and we're live at the scene of the weekend rally. So far, there's been a sequence of events to take place here. I'm not sure what the outcome is going to be. The people are screaming, the weekend is near. We want justice. We want justice. There's been bloodshed and hostage standoffs. We will continue to give you worldwide coverage of this horrific event. From all of us here at HISD News, I'm Bobby McSnuggle reporting to you live. To all you guys out there at TV Land, can't play the rap bars till you stop playing the samples.
Dignity and not try to drag this kind of stuff out in the public eye for your kids' sake? You know, I mean, not understanding. I mean, you know what I'm saying. As a father, you know, something happens between you and your loved one. You don't want to drag your kids through that. Your kids shouldn't have to read and see videos and all this hate that they're spewing out there towards each other. It doesn't make sense. You know, my opinion, I think that it's not good for the kids. You know, I understand that, of course, kids are a little bit strong. Kids are strong, obviously, and it's part of the process, but I think that when you're going through a breakup or whatnot, it shouldn't be a public breakup where everything is just put out there for the whole world to see. Like, you think that if you can do some stuff behind closed doors, you want to sue somebody, yeah, you should have the publicists, whatnot. Don't leak it.
Yes, definitely. Please.
You know, it's tacky. You know, it's just tacky. And I feel for the kids in that situation. And it made me think about, you know, you put yourself in the children's position. You know, what do they do? What do they say? I mean, because obviously, children, you still have love for your mother and father, mm-hmm. but when they go that way, you know, how do the kids react, and what kind of psychological damage is going on with the kids? Now, it's one of those little known things. Well, it's not little known, but it's one of those things that people never really think about it when. Especially when you talk about people who do the whole media frenzy behind this. They want to report on the negative stuff. Oh, man, this, and she said this, and he said that, and you keeping it going. But, you know, all that negative energy, it's doing no good. And I guess that's why you have all these TMZ and Access Hollywood and all these other shows where they follow around so-called celebrities to get the so-called dirt on them. I just don't think it's that important. I think people's personal business should be their personal business.
And then too, sometimes, you know, there are people that just, you know, they just put their business out there. You know, I don't know why you would want to, you know, just put your business out in the street for everybody, unless that kind of thing, you know, unless you like that kind of thing, or you think it's going to take you somewhere or make you, you know, help make you some money. But, you know, a lot of your private business is your private business, you know.
Well, isn't that thing you've heard before? All publicity, negative or positive, is good publicity. And
yeah.
Some people live by that. I think that this is where that's coming from, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's.
But I was actually moving on to something else that pissed me off to no end. You know that undocumented drivers can keep their cars and they don't have to pay any impound fees?
keep their cars how and why?
Yeah, hey, there's a new policy. And what it is there's not going to be, if you have illegal immigration status and it prevents you from obtaining a license, you're allowed to sign a waiver, leave your car, call a friend or a family member to immediately come pick it up.
Damn.
Yeah. But,
no wonder. And that's in the state of
California.
Yeah, no wonder the state doesn't have any money in the budget.
Yeah. Oh, and to make it, I mean, this only applies to drivers who have never had a driver's license because the state law forbids it, and not to motorists whose driver's license has been suspended or allowed to expire. And it says the law also, the policy also does not apply to drivers who are putting the public at risk by participating in sideshows or speeding or have warrants or driving while drunk or on drugs. Now I'm thinking this. Okay. Say your car breaks down or whatnot, or you were parked someplace illegally, and they told your car. I mean, would you be able to fight this? I'm curious, because if your car, you're not drunk driving or nothing like that, you should be able to do that. I mean, to get your fees waived also, just to have somebody come and tow it instead of them towing it and impounding it.
Exactly.
I find it weird that undocumented drivers can keep their cars, but people who are documented but haven't murdered anybody or endangered the public can't.
Yeah, the ones that are doing everything right.
Yeah. Kind of weird. Speaking of doing everything right, real quick, there's a Virginia historian who tampered with a Lincoln pardon. So he changed this, and this was, I guess, Abraham Lincoln had pardoned a Union Army deserter from April 14th, 1864. He changed it to April 14, 1865. What's the importance on that? The pardon would have been the last official act carried out by Lincoln before he was shot that night by old John Wilkes Booth.
Uh-huh.
So this guy, this historian, who, not going to say his name because he don't deserve his name, because we're talking about a guy who is changing history. Now, we know that history being changed is not really that big of a deal, because we look in the history books all the time, and history has been changed from what it really was to what they anticipated it, well, would like it to look like.
Exactly.
But the fact that this guy changed it so that he can look important, like, I discovered this last thing that Lincoln did. Because you know how people are into that memorabilia shit and historical papers, whatnot. Like, I give a damn what the hell Lincoln signed before he got shot that night. Whatever. You know, I don't care.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're like, oh my God, he's despicable. He changed the historical to make it more relevant. Whatever. And seems like historically these kind of documents have been being changed for who knows how long. Nobody's cared before.
Yeah, because a lot of times you can't, you know, the validity of that, you know. How can you actually tell if it was valid or, you know, when it was written, documented, or whatever? Because, it was so long ago, you know, and like you said, things were changed. Things were, you know, back in, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. We just know that historical, so-called historical documents being changed, not a shock. On that note, that's our time. I want to thank my main man, Black Steel, for coming on, being the great co-host that he is. I want to thank you, the listener, for listening. Dick Hugger, Smooth Drama, we out.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.